It is June, rather July, Sunday, July the 17th, and it is our second lecture for the day. Who is in charge of my inner genius? I am responsible for every experience in my world. I take responsibility and am aware of it totally. Whatever the world knows and is, I created it so. Instantly, I create a most glorious self-world. Who is in charge of my inner genius? I am responsible for every experience in my world. I take responsibility and am aware of it totally. Whatever the world knows and is, I created it so. Instantly, I create a glorious self-world. So, I asked OK today, how are you doing? And he said, this is what happened. I said, no, how are you doing? And so he repeated, this is what happened. And I said, no, how are you doing? Oh. And so then he told me of all the wonderful things that are happening in his business, in his family life, in his personal life, and in his world. And he told me how wonderful his world is, and how wonderful everybody is, and how wonderful all of life is. Now, did he create that? Yes. At first he tried to tell me about the government. And at first he tried to tell me about what's going on in the world that he had no interest in. Just all of the things, the new governor and the new president and the new this and the new that, totally of no interest to him or anybody else. What's of interest to you is what the governor does, what the president does, what is going on in the world, and the things that are going on in the world are of interest to you only if you have some measure in which you can control them. And you can control them by your thought. Now, I'm not saying you go and tell the president or the governor how to run the show. What is it that we have said over the years about the legislature of the Nigerians? Simple, what have we said about the legislators of the Nigerians?
We have the best legislators.
Seville says, we have the best. We have the best. Seville, we have the best.
Yes, we have the best.
Fantastic. My God. Do you think you would believe it if you said, we have the best. We are You know, who likes a moaner groaner? When Seville spoke up and said, we have the best. All of us sit here and take notice and say, oh, that is a good governor, yeah, that is a good president, yeah, yeah, their wives are very nice too, you know, they're very good people, yes, oh yes, yes, oh yes. Why don't we say it right away? I guarantee you, I can look at this entire group of some 25 people here, whatever, and what are you doing? When you go out in the world, and people say, well, how are things going there, young lady? And she says, oh, super, fantastic. I'm doing so well at home. I'm doing so well in school. Everything is so wonderful. I'm such a happy girl. What do we think? We think, golly, she must be a happy girl. She must be a happy girl. She says that. Or the young fellows here, you say to them, hey, you're good-looking guys. I bet all the girls are interested in you. And they say, well, the girls may be interested in me, but I'm not interested in them. See, they're under that age of interest. their hormones haven't said to them they should be interested in girls yet. That will come. That will come in its right way. Right? Right, Ben? Right, Ben? Right, Ben?
Yes.
My God. Answer me with your voice, not your nodding head.
Right.
Right. Right. Yes, we are not a bunch of cuckoo birds here. We are a bunch of answer birds. And this is what I want you to recognize today. Each one of you has the privilege of creating your world exactly the way you want your world to be created. Now, how do you want your world to be created? Do you want, hey kids, do you want to have the best teacher in school, the nicest teacher, the smartest teacher, the funnest teacher in school? Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. They're all smiling. That's a good idea. Okay, you say that. How is your teacher in school? Any one of you, can you give me an answer? Yeah? Yes, yes, then. How is your teacher in school? You may say very, very good if you like.
She says she's kind.
Is your teacher very good?
She says she's kind.
Yeah, okay. He's nodding his head like a cuckoo bird again. We want to talk. He jumped up and said, I want to be recognized as having the nicest teacher in school, the funnest teacher in school, the teacher who really cares about me, the teacher who gives me a good grade every time, because I'm always with my hand up there ready to answer questions or jump up there showing the teacher I am awake in school. I like school. And school is fun for them. Now, school is no fun for you or me or anybody if we don't participate. If we don't participate. Your mother says, oh, will you come in here and give me a hand? Yes, Mom, I'm coming. And then come. If you don't say anything and you sort of hide and you don't want to help your mom, what happens? Everything in the world gets all upset and all hard for all of you because you are interested in making T-R-U-B-L-E. You know what that word is? T-R-U-B-L-E. Trouble. You're interested in being a troublemaker. But when you want to help your mom, help your teachers, help your brothers and sisters, and help your world, and help at all times, you're creating a beautiful world. Now, some of the kids in your family are very helpful. And what do the rest of the kids think of them? Oh, they're just trying to get mom to do what they want to do. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Get mom to do what they want her to do by being helpful and being loving and being kind. You're creating a world in which everybody in that world is a loving, helpful person, a beautiful person, a caring person, a fun person. Now, wouldn't that be the kind of world you want to have? Wouldn't that be the kind of daddy and mommy you'd like to have who are always having fun? Daddy comes home from work and he says, okay, kids, come here. I want to tell you something. On my way home from work, I saw this dog and it ran across the road. And we don't have too many dogs around here. We eat them, you know. But we don't have too many dogs around here. But this dog ran across the road. And then, when it got to the other side, just as I was getting ready to drive by, it ran right across the road in front of me. Did I hit the dog? I hope I didn't hit the dog. And I looked down. I didn't hit the dog. The dog was sitting in the middle of the road with his hands over its paws over its face saying, don't run over me. And I had just run over him but didn't run over him. And so the dog got up and said, hey, I didn't get run over. I like that. And the dog took his paws away from his face and said, hey, I'm alive. Hey, it's wonderful. Hey, harp, 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 harp. This is a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Now, does your dad come home and tell you stories like that? Huh? All of you? You go home and tell your kids stories like that? Or do you go home and say, I had a terrible day. Everything is bad. Everything, oh, it's God, my goodness. You know, your family is your first bulwark of happiness and joy, peace, harmony, and health. If you create a healthy family, all of you, little ones and big ones, If you create a healthy family by your actions, by your thoughts, by your words, by the things that you do, you will have a happy life. Do you know what? If you create a healthy daddy, a happy daddy, you know what you'll have? You'll have a happy home. That's what you have, is a happy home. Some of you have as many as 10, 11 children. My goodness, what a busy household that is. And what kind of a household is it? Is everybody in the household happy? Is everybody having a good time? Does everybody love each other? Do they first love themselves? We are the creators of our world. And we start creating our world at home. And that's what we want to do. Now, Ben, if you are pointing at me because you want my attention, I'm happy to give it to you. But if you're pointing at me to tell somebody, the most wonderful guy in the room is over there, me, you know, then you just go right ahead and say that. See, now, this is my supporter, you know, my my helper. Now, this is what we should say about each other. We should say about each other that everybody in this room is the most wonderful person in the world. Everybody in this room is the most beautiful, fantastic person in the world, and just a lovely person to be with. Someone that really makes your life wonderful, happy, and fulfilled. Now, I am not kidding you. I am not kidding you. Now, all of you have not gone fishing. You don't know what it is to go fishing. To get out a fishing pole and to get out some worms and a cork and go to the river or the lake or something and bring in fish. Sometimes you don't want the fish you bring in. But in some places you go fishing. And when you go fishing, you fish for the fish. You put your line in and you say, oh, there's no fish here. There's no fish going to bite my line. There's none. And then down the way, about 30 feet, there's a group of young kids. And they have the dumbest line and cork, and they got safety pins for hooks to catch the fish with. And you think, surely they'll never do anything. And here they are pulling in one fish after the other. They're catching one fish after the other. And you go over and you say to these kids, to these dumb kids who don't know that's not the way to catch fish, how come you're catching all those fish? And they look up at you and they say, we're catching all these fish because the fish want to go home with us. The fish like us. The fish think we're nice boys. And the fish want to be with us. 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 Who ever heard of the fish wanting to be with somebody who's going to put them in a frying pan and make dinner out of them, you know? Who ever heard of such a thing? Well, these fish did. These fish, they knew. They knew. They could stay in the pond and be there for a long time, or they could get caught by a wonderful family that's filled with love and be part of their dinner. Or they could be caught by somebody who's not very nice and not very friendly, doesn't believe in them, doesn't say nice things about themselves and their world, and they go home and be dinner for them, and they'll say, oh, the scales are not good, this the fish is not good, it is nothing at all. You see, our world is like that, really. You say to yourself, fish don't say who they want to get caught by. Fish don't say they want to go home with some nice people. Fish don't say things like that. They do too. They do too. It's my story and it's my fish and that's what they say. It's my world and I'm creating my world happy and filled with fish that want to go home with people who love them, even though they're going to have them for dinner. And that's what I say. That's what I do. I'm the creator of my world. And you know, in my world, I go out my front door every single day, three times a day. I go from my house in the Hermitage up to the monastery for different meals. And as I go out the door, there's a big pond. A big pond. And in that pond are 18 goldfish. And that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm telling you a big, bold lie. I bought them as goldfish. But six of them are very dark. They're the same color, gray, as the bottom of the pond. You can hardly tell where they are. Now, how did those gold dark fish get in with the goldfish? How did they get in there? Well, they did. They said, we want to be with the goldfish. The goldfish are always getting fed. The goldfish are always getting loved. The goldfish are always getting everything, fresh water. So we want to be with them. So these ordinary fish got in with the goldfish from the fish store where we bought the fish. And they were making money off of these fish that weren't goldfish, calling them goldfish. Well, now, when I first saw them, I thought, what have I got here? And then I thought to myself, they want to be in my happy home. These fish want to be in my happy home. And they were in my happy, and they are in my happy home. And you know what, kids? I have a big golden retriever. He stands this high. Big, beautiful, golden dog. Lovely dog. And when we take our walk every morning, about 9 o'clock, we go around the entire mountain paths, the meditation paths of the University of Healing. And when we come home, Rex says he perspires through his feet. He perspires through his feet. He sweats through his feet. And he says, Dad, I'm hot. So I put him a beautiful blue pond that's about so deep and maybe so big around that he can get in and cool himself off. But what does that do? That Rex, he gets in my fish pond. And he sits right down in the middle of the fish pond and he lays down in that fish water and all the fish swim around him and say, hey, what are you doing in our pond? You're kind of a big golden fish in our pond. But they love him, and he loves them. When he gets up, he shakes, so all the fish fall back in the pond again. And then he gets out, and he shakes again. And then he says, now, I'm going to be cool on this hot day, in this high desert hot day. You see, I create in my world all these happy people. All these happy people. And you know, I also create other beautiful things. Rex and I, after breakfast, we take our walk around the property and we have a wonderful time. We meet all the critters that live on the property. And when I get back to my hermitage, it's a room about the size of this room right here, and I get back to my hermitage and it's one room with a kitchen on one end and a bathroom and so it's just really nice. All windows all the way around. And when I get back there, do you know what I find? I find CEO Ellen has been there. Ellen Jeremini, who is the head of the organization, she has been there. And you know what she did? Every day she vacuums my floor where Rex has brought sand in and things like that. And she dusts my furniture, and she puts everything away nice, and then she goes away and doesn't say a thing. That's cool, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say that's pretty nice? I'm a pretty good creator, and I tell her so. I say, Ellen, that's awfully nice of you. You don't have to do that, but I really appreciate it. You don't have to do it, but oh my goodness, how I love it every time I come to my house and see that. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And do you know what? She doesn't miss a day. She comes and does. I say, Ellen, I'm not taking you away from all the things you want to do, am I? Oh, Herb, when I do it for you first because you're so happy about it, because you make me feel that you really appreciate what I do, it's wonderful to do things for you, Herb. It's wonderful. You're wonderful. Now, you see, I'm the creator of my world. I'm the creator of my world. And the people in my world, they look at me and they say, oh my gosh, you're a genius. Oh my gosh, you're wonderful. Oh my gosh. I don't say it. I don't have to, you know. I create the world saying it. And I create the world saying it because I say, you're a genius, you're a genius, you're a genius, you're a genius, you're a genius. To everybody in my world, I point to them and I say, you're a genius. Naturally, they're going to say, I'm a genius. And naturally, I am going to perform like a genius. I am going to, in every way, be that which I say that I am. Now, I can not be a genius, because I created you and you and you and all of my family and all of my friends and all of my world thinking I'm a genius. I go into the Apple store with my Apple computer, and I ask them questions about using the computer in different ways, and they say, "Just a minute." And I stand there a minute. Now, it'll be about 3 hours before we get time for this here to get you in. It'll be here time for this here, and about 3 hours for this here. And I say, "Okay, no problem." And then, you know what they say to me? "Oh, just a minute. We have an opening right now if you want to go in, because that person didn't show. Do you want to? "Oh, yes." I walk in the store, and there's no openings for hours, and all of a sudden, there's an opening that moment. Now, am I the creator of my world? Oh, you bet your life. Did I want that, need that? Must I have that time right away? No, but it's nice. And it works. It works. It works not because I'm doing something not nice, but because I love me and everybody. Like the girl who assigned me a one-on-one person, as well as the genius bar. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that. I went right directly to the genius bar. That's what they call the bar, filled with all the geniuses ready to answer any question you have about your Apple computer. And so I would go up to the genius and I say, "Here's what I'm working on, and here's what I'd like to accomplish." "Oh, yeah, here's how you do it. Click, 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 tick, 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 click, 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 and here's what you do. And if you have the manual, it's on page 32, and if you have this, here it is. Now, any other question?" Oh, I take my recorder along, because when they're talking, I want to hear it. And I'm so busy listening and being intently interested that I sometimes forget the details. And you can't write them down fast enough. Isn't that right, Ben? You can't write them down fast enough. And so when you can't write them down fast enough, what happens? You don't get to know what it is. And when you like yourself and you create your world, your whole world, every moment just turns topsy-turvy just for you. It says, "I like you, Herb." When I go to sleep at night, I lay down on my bed. Sometimes I sleep on the floor, sleep on the carpet, or sleep on whatever. Rex loves to sleep on the tile. And so I sometimes sleep in my bed. Sometimes Rex is in my bed. And so I say, "Okay, Rex, you have my bed. I'll take the floor." And Ellen says, "What a way to run a show. Let your dog have your bed." It doesn't bother me. When he gets out of my bed is blessed. And I go in my bed, and it's warm and cozy and blessed by my dog. And I don't want him sleeping with me. I slept next to him once or twice, and I ended up on the floor. Because every time he turned around, his big old body just rolled me out. And that's the way, just fine. But you see, I love my life. I love my world. I love my activities. I say I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic. I'm creating myself with a body that is vital, dynamic, alive, with a body that is healthy, a body that is joyful, a body that is just fantastic. And so sometimes I might have a little crick in my neck, or I might have a little crick in my foot or something. I'm not going to say, "I got a crick in my foot. Oh, dear, I'm going to go and have to see the doctor because I got this, I got that." No. I just immediately say, what do I say, anybody? I am
vital, dynamic, alive.
I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And you know, you can all say it too if you like. And if you're listening to me and you're hearing anything that I say, it's nice to say it. Now, if you were to say, "I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive," whenever you get a little crick in your neck, instead of saying, "Oh my gosh, I got a stiff neck. I've had it laying there with the wind bone on my neck. Oh, I got this crick in my knee and I got this." No, not at all. I sit on chairs that are normal and I stand right up when I'm ready to go. And I get in a chair that's soft and comfy and I get sunk down in the chair. And so I take my hands and they give me a lift out of here and push myself up. And people say, oh, look at the old man. He's got to push himself out of the chair. We should have one of those things to throw him out of the chair. And then I'm down on the floor, and I'm sleeping on the floor. And I want to get up to go to the bathroom or something. And so I roll over, get on my knees, and stand up. They say, oh, look at him. Well, then when people have said, oh, look at him, to me, it's in my thought. It's not their thought, it's my thought that they're saying, oh, look at him. Because I instantly leap up. And so I say, Shiri? I say, And you know what I do? I look at them. And I look at how they get up. And they get up totally different than me. They get up like they're the last rose of summer and they can't make it up. And so rather than judge them, I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And then I say, you're vital, dynamic, alive. You're vital, dynamic, alive. I am not doing anything against them or for them. I merely see everybody in my world as vital, dynamic, alive. I see everybody in my world as happy. I see everybody in my world as healthy. I see everybody in my world as rich. I'm going to say what you said to me. Okay, was sitting there going through his dreadnought list of uglies that life has given to him, you know, from the governor and so forth, you know, not doing the right things. And then I got him on the positive. And then while I got on the positive, he was telling me all the wonderful things his business is doing and how wonderful it's going along and how fine his employees are and how super his family is, how every one of his children are absolute geniuses and angels and fantastic. And he got that. And then he said, and you know, I have an extra 1.5 million and I think I'm going to take a vacation. I think I'm going to take time to go and do something. And now, where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Where in the beginning he had said, the government's got problems, we're doing this and we're doing that. And then all of a sudden, he left the government problems alone. He left all the problems alone, and he started getting to the facts. Now, what's the fact, Peter? The fact is, he found the bank that had his money. And so he was able to use it. Like you. You got a bank that's loaded with money and it's all yours and you don't know the name of the bank. About time you start finding out, huh? And when you find out the name of the bank, you can invite me and we'll both go out and have a cup of coffee. How wonderful that is. Remember, you're the creator of your world. Now, you may not have 1.5 million lira or whatever you got to go take a break. But you do have it, really. You do have it because you have it in your friend. Okay. And if he has it, you have it. For okay always says, whatever I have, you have. I share what I have with my friends. My friends and I always enjoy everything we have. We never have limitation in our relationship. We always have abundance. Now, what I'm saying to you is not something about okay or something about Sybil or something about Peter, you know, or the rest of you. I am saying to you one thing. I'm saying you're the creator of your world by your thought. You're the creator of your fish pond by your thought. The fish come and jump on your strange hooks. Instead of the nice hooks that this bunch of guys up here have. Because the fish go down where they feel love, where they feel the enjoyment. They're going to get caught. That's just part of their lifestyle. They don't mind. You know how fish are born, don't you? They're born by the hundreds of thousands and millions and billions. You take salmon and they are just tons and tons of salmon eggs in the river. And the male salmon come along and fertilizes the eggs, and just down on the eggs, and pretty soon all the eggs turn into little salmon, and then the little salmon turn into big salmon, and the big salmon turn into dinner at your house. Right? You ever have salmon? Kind of nice, isn't it? Not very often, because your dad likes another kind of fish. But all fish are good. And some fish are fish you don't want to eat. But Sybil, her husband decided that the river was too far away and the water was unpredictable. He was going to have a predictable source of water and a predictable source of fish and a predictable pond 2 and 3 right in his own backyard. And so he goes out and he builds these fish ponds in his backyard. Of all the silly things to do in the middle of Nigeria, build a fish pond. All he had to do is dig down and he's got water down below and you got a big pond down there. But he wanted his pond under control. He wanted his ponds to know that they're loved. He wanted his ponds to know that the fish that grow there are going to be dinner for his family. The finest people in the world, the happiest people in the world, the people that the fish want to bite for and they want to be caught and be part of. You're the creator of your world. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you are, everything you want out of life, it's yours. And how do you get it? You get it by speaking your word and thinking your thought. Your thoughts are the creator of your world. If you're going to be like, okay, at first, who said, yuck, and then after we cleaned the deck a little bit, he started saying, but really, everything's going just fine. And Sybil, every time I speak to Sybil, she always says to me, all's in divine order. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. She says, Herb, I listen to what you say. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And I say, oh, Sybil, I could just hug you forever. You listen, you hear, and you apply what we're talking about. You listen, you hear, and you apply what we're talking about. LHA. You listen, you hear, and you apply. If each of us were to listen to our heart and hear the drummer within us that says, you are good and very good, 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 you are good and very good. Hey, isn't that something? And then, you are good and very good, you are good and very good. And you could beat to your own drummer. You could have your own music box. You could have your own tabletop that you go thumping on. You are good and very good. Is that what the drummer inside of you is singing in your heart? Is that what the drummer inside of you is telling the world? That you are good and very good? It should. But only. It'll only tell you, you are good and very good, if that's what you believe about yourself. Now, believing doesn't mean that it has to be done, and so it merely means that that's what you have in your thought. See, Ethelbert is going to do a problem. He's going to put on a television show and a radio show, and he's going to write a magazine article, and he's going to publish a book, and he's going to do all this sort of stuff. And I say, Ethelbert, you're putting out a lot of stuff to do, my goodness. Where are you going to get the time to do that? He says, oh, I've already done all of that. Now I'm just thinking of other things to do. My goodness. Where's he got the time to do all that? He doesn't think about doing it. He does it and then goes on with other dreams and other problems and other joys and other wonders. Because you're the creator of your world, all of you. When Emmanuel brought his daughter in here to be baptized today, his daughter didn't want to sit with him no more than the man in the moon. He wanted to sit over with another lady, and he wanted to cuddle up. She wanted to cuddle up with her. But the minute it was time to drop petals on her head and called her by her name, she was right with her daddy. She was right with her pop. And then her pop runs away at her to take pictures and various things. And she says, okay, okay, okay. And then what happened? She was totally content. Why was she totally content after the baptism? Why was she totally content after the baptism? Why was she totally content after the baptism? Because Papi, Daddy, Father was totally content after the baptism. Until the baptism got done, he knew there was a job to be done. There was something that had to be taken care of. It had to be done. Something had to be done. And until that was done, he was nervous as a cat. He was nervous as can be, just concerned this way, concerned that way. But the minute his work was done, he was so relaxed. He just sat back and threw his head back and fell sound asleep. And we haven't awakened him yet. But happy guy? Very happy. Did he get what he wanted? Yes. Did his daughter get what she wanted?
Yes.
Did everybody else get what they wanted?
Yes.
Is it a happy world?
Yes.
Is it a world filled with every thought you have in your head fulfilled?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every thought you have in your head, it's fulfilled because you are consistent about it. It's not a matter of believing it so much. That's good too, but it's being consistent with that thought. Everything is in divine order right now. Everything works beautifully right now. Everything functions perfectly right now. Your car might not operate perfect at the moment, and you go out there and you say, well, when I go home, I'll have to look into this and see what's wrong with the car. And the car doesn't want to let you go home. And so you say to the car, you say, car, I have so far to go, and I want to go home, and I've had a tiring, long, beautiful, fulfilling day. I want to go home, take my family home, and when I get home, I will drop you off at my friendly car dealer, the friendly car repairman, and he will take care of you. Now, I know you want my friendly car man to get his warm hands on your engine, to get his warm heart on your car, to do all the things that need to be done. I know you want that car. I know you want that. I do too. But you just get us home, and then we'll see that you're all taken care of. And you know what the car says to you? You know what the car says? Okay. Okay. Do you think you have enough energy, power, sincerity, and drive to say to your car, please take me home? Well, after we get home, then I'm going to take you in and have you have an overhaul. Please take me home. Could you talk to a car like that?
Yes.
And could you have the car respond and do what you
yes.
want done? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You bet. Do it all the time, and you'll never have to do it. In other words, your car will always be in perfect shape. Before you go anywhere, your car will say, you should put some oil in here, please. You know, it's talking to your heart. It's beating its drum and saying, clink, 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 put some oil in here, put some oil in here, put some oil in here. And you're listening. But when you don't listen to the drumbeat of your beloveds, is your car your beloved? Ho, ho, ho. You bet your car is your beloved. Your car is doing all the things you want it to do. Your car is taking you joyously, not safely, joyously wherever you want to go. If you say safely, then they're going to have near misses because it'll just be saved by the bell. You want to go joyously everywhere you go and do everything. You're creating a world of joy, a world of harmony, a world of peace, a world of love, a world of fulfillment, a world that you love, a world that is you. Now, can you do that? Sure you can. Do you do that? Most of the time. But why not all the time? Why not all the time? Now, you are the creator of your world by your thought. Now, here we have these beautiful minds 25 beautiful minds. Now, what are we going to do with these beautiful minds? Are we going to say, our governor is a nice man, he does nice things? Bull roar. You don't talk like that. Our governor is a nice man, he does nice things. Nonsense. Our governor is not a nice man and does nice things. Our governor is a master. He is a genius. He is a legislator. He is interested in the people. He's interested in having the people of his area have all the refinements that are important for that area. He works with the federal government on making sure that all the roads in this area of Nigeria are in fit condition. He makes sure, you see, that's what you're interested in. Now, you can say the other, and you can lackadaisical say it, but you are in the habit of saying the other because of one reason. If can you tell me what it is? And if you can, it's better if you don't. The one reason is you don't believe that he's going to be for the good of the people. You don't believe. If you believe that the governor is going to be for the good of the people, you see him doing things for the good of the people. You don't wish for it. You don't want it. You know it. And then it's done. Then it's done. And the same is true for you. Sybil is a master of her family here. And she is the creator of her world. And she had people working with her. She had a whole bunch of people working with her that had all sorts of ideas of how things should be done. They're called children. She had her children who were trying to tell her how to run the family and how to do things when she and her husband were running the family together. And finally, the children went off and got their own families and their own households and their own world. And what happened to Sybil? What happened to Sybil? She proved to be the master that she is. Because all these doubting Thomases, called her children, went away and they found that their mommy could do things that they never realized she could do. They knew she was good. They knew that she was wonderful. But she needed to have their daddy around. She needed to have help around. She needed this. Now, here she is, the master all by herself of the compound. And so what does she do? She puts causes in motion that all is in divine order. And she makes sure that she has the ideal arrangement for the kind of people she wants on her property. And it is done. And they are ideal people. They are ideal people in every way to benefit her. And her property never looked so beautiful. Why? Because only one mind was determining how it was to be done. And that's the mind of Sybil. One mind that knows its beings and handles them very well. Sybil thinks her thought and her world demonstrates it. Now, you each think your thought and your world demonstrates it. Now, if your world is not up to snuff, if your world is not exactly the way you want it, not a matter of having your children behave and be good. You always do that anyhow, don't you? Yeah. You always behave and are good. But the thing is, that's not what parents want. If a parent wants to have their children respect them, what kind of a parent do you have? Anybody? A respectful parent. If your father, your mother is respectable, the children are respectable. If the mother or father and father are the kind of people who have their word as their bond, who stand up for principle, who love themselves and everyone in their world, what kind of children are they going to have? Same kind. They're going to have children, not because the parents taught them this, but because the parents were the living example of this. And as parents are the living example of this, the children follow close at heel. When the parents care, the children care. Sincerely. You can't have a parent caring just because it looks good in public. You have to have a parent caring because their drumbeat says, I like kids. And the more kids, the merrier. I think we'll have a couple dozen, maybe three or four dozen. Maybe I'll buy a house full of kids already that's already established, and we will work with them and love them and show them our meaning of who we are. Are you the creator of your world? Are you the creator of your life? Are you the creator of the things that go on? Yes, you are. Are you totally in charge? Yes, you are. Are you the genius? Yes. Now, what does the word genius mean? The genius means the person who says, Sybil?
It is done.
That comes next. The first part is, I know.
I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows it all.
Is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. When children say that and adults say that, this is what follows.
It is done.
It is done. Then it is done. When you put the cause in motion for it to be done, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. Then, the next part, it's done. You don't have to put a cause in motion for that. That is just the fact. That is what it is. No matter what desire you have in your heart, no matter what want you have, no matter what things are important to you, no matter what goals you have that make your life just feel fantastic and glorious, it doesn't make any difference. All that matters is that you alone are the creator of your world. You are the ones who take charge. You are the ones who get the results. Now, if you go around and you say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, that's nice. But you know, there's something even nicer. There's something even nicer. It puts you right on the right attitude, the right street, the right consciousness. There's something else even a little better. And it's three words, three beautiful words, starting out with I and ending with me.
I like me.
Oh, you know that one. I like me. Can you say I like me? Yes. I like me. Come on, say it with me. I like me. Thank you. I like me. Now, what happens when you say I like me? When you say, I like me, you're saying all the things in the world that are loving, beautiful, and wonderful are mine. All the people in the world are my friends. I like me, so I like everybody. I like my brothers and sisters. I like my parents. I like my grandparents. I like everybody in my world. I like my teachers. I like my minister at school. I like everybody in my world. I like everybody, everybody. I like me. You see, when you're saying I like me, you're saying you like everybody. You cannot like yourself and dislike anyone else. It doesn't work that way. When you like yourself, you like everything. I'm not going to ask you to tell me, but I'm going to ask you to tell me. Why did the fish go over to the little boys who were fishing and get caught by them rather than being caught by these other people? Why?
It was because the fish likes the boy.
You know the answer, huh? Because the little boys loved the fish. The big boys who were catching the fish, they just wanted to catch fish. The fish didn't mean anything to them. They were just going to catch them, take them home, and eat them. But the little boys were having fun, and they loved the fish. And they were so proud when they could catch the fish, when they could do these things. They liked themselves. Look, I caught a fish, I caught a fish, I caught it. I'm so happy, I'm so happy. The big boys, they catch fish. Ah, got another one, got another one. You know, no, I like me at all about it. And the fish know that. The world knows whether you are sincere or not. The world knows if you are putting up a show, putting up a front. The world knows. And if you're putting up a front just to get the fish to come and bite from your hook, then they will stay away. They will stay away. And when they stay away, it's very lonesome. It's very lonesome. Now, are you able to have them be in your world? Are you able to have them bite on your hooks? Are you able to be in charge?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Do you do it all the time? Yes. Yes. And do you get good results?
Yes.
Yes. You see, we're dealing with something that functions every time. It's a principle that works. It's something that is designed to work, designed to be, designed to express. It is wonderful. It is the law of cause and effect. It is a relative principle. It's a relative law. If you go around saying, "I like me," all the world will like you. If you go around saying, "All is in divine order," all the world will like you. If you go around saying, "I'm a happy guy," all the world loves a lover. You know that? All the world loves a lover. All the world loves a happy guy. All the world hates a guy who is unhappy. Oh, don't you want to help me? Get away from me. I don't want unhappiness around me. I don't want unhappiness anywhere around me. I don't want unhappiness in my life. No way. But if you're happy, hey, what you so happy about? Hey, that sounds great. What you doing? Oh, I'm thinking good thoughts. You're thinking good thoughts? How are you thinking good thoughts? Can I think good thoughts too? Sure you can. Sure you can. Oh, what's a good thought? Well, I like me. Oh, that's certainly a very good thought. I like me too. No, I mean, I like me. That's a good thought. Yeah, I know. I like me is a very good thought. I think it's a very good thought too. You see, play these games with yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Put the cause in motion with yourself and bring about the results in your world that would make you the happiest person in the universe. Whether you are a child, an adult, whether you're a grandma and grandpa, or whether you're sailing to a new adventure, it makes no difference. You're always on the relative level, doing relative things in a divine way. So, we will take a pause, and then we'll come back and we'll have a discussion about the things that we've talked about in the past hour. I love you.
I love you.